they call a geek. A little girl who never smiles, cause I've got braces on my teeth. And I know how it feels to cry myself to sleep. I'm that kid on every playground who's always chosen last. A single teenage mother trying to overcome my past. You don't have to be my friend. Is it too much to ask? Don't laugh at me. Don't call me names. Don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all the same. Someday we'll all have perfect wings. Don't laugh at me. I'm a cripple on the corner. You pass me on the street. And I wouldn't be out here begging if I had enough to eat.
Right, don't laugh at me. This here is Big Dot, better known as Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, with you on another Thursday night program here on the Jumbo Braille program here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, saying welcome one, welcome all to our program tonight, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one, join the conversation. We'll be glad to hear from you, especially your prayer requests, prayer phrases, and any of those good things. Once again, we have Dr. Doug Quick with us in the house live again with another good message tonight. But first, Sister Ruth, who do we got with us that may have some prayer requests or prayer phrases?
Well, of course, we got the Father, Son, Holy Ghost band of angels. We have you, Brother Quick, and me.
Oh, okay. I was expecting somebody else that was supposed to be calling in, but they haven't got to it just yet. We may catch them at the end of the show, but all the same, we'll be waiting on them. All right, we'll start with you, Sister Ruth. What do you got for us tonight?
Praise the Lord, because I fell yesterday, and I don't even have any pain at all. I'd say I better praise the Lord, run around the block 20 times, and then come back in.
Amen. And then, of course, I gave Brother Quick my prayer request earlier for our ministry as we are coming into that time of year as we got to prepare for our ministry website having its needs and its financial needs that have to be met to keep the website on the internet as we have to every year. So we have that prayer request. We also have the prayer request that Emily usually has for the nursing homes and the first responders, nursing home workers, hospital workers, and, of course, my prayer request for the police and those in authority. And, of course, the doctor did find Brother Quick. I'm not sure if I had told you about this, but he did find with the stress test that there is possibly some blockages, so they are going to have to do a catheterization, and then they're going to see what they could do from that point on. So they did find something with that stress test, so now they can move on from that step to see what can be done. So keep that also in prayer. And now if you got any prayer requests there, Brother Quick, you could put those out, and then we'll turn the floor over to you.
All right. Well, I have a praise report because I'm sitting here just 1 week after major shoulder surgery on my left shoulder. And when the surgeon went in, he found that there was more in there than what he was planning on. So it was a whole lot more work for him, but he has fixed everything up. And I'm sitting here, and I think I'm sitting here in pretty good spirits anyhow. My wife is sitting here. I think she's going to smile at me. Amen. That's always good when your wife will smile at you. Amen, Brother Ken. I'm just on the mend, and I'm glad to be on the mend, because before this surgery, I was beginning to be extremely painful, and I knew that there was something really rough going on. And so we just praise the Lord, because the Lord has given us a born-again surgeon. He knows Christ as his personal Lord and Savior. And whenever we see each other, we're able to share different things, blessings that the Lord has given to each one of us. And it's always such a blessing just to have a doctor like that. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Also, it's also good not only when the wife smiles at you, but it's also good when she knows how to make homemade biscuits, too.
Oh, my wife knows how to do that, too, but she hasn't done that for a while. Amen.
Uh-oh.
Maybe
you're
is this a hint, Kenny, that you want biscuits later? Well, I guess I could do that.
All right. All right. Now, Brother Ken, you might have just got yourself in trouble on that. I don't know. My wife was laughing over here, so I said, well, either she thinks it's funny or she's just waiting to get off the air so she can get even with me, you know, one way or the other. So
That's why she got to be prayed for. She got to make you those biscuits.
Amen, brother. And she can make a good biscuit, too. Amen. My wife had a mama that spent a lot of time with her, and every meal time when it was time to do the dishes, it was always my wife and her mama, and they would get to laughing, and they would just get to tee-heeing about different things while they're doing the dishes. And she's always got such sweet memories of her mama. And we know that her mama, when she left here, she went home to be with the Lord, and we're just really thrilled about that. All right. Is there anything else that I need to pray about, Brother Ken?
No, I think that's going to do it.
No, Emily went to hospital last night, and she said she wasn't feeling well. It's probably why you don't actually see her on the board. So we'll pray for Emily and her conditions that are going on between a few family members.
All right. All right. Well, let's pray, and then I'll get started on the message tonight. All right. Our Father, thank you for these moments together with brothers and sisters in Christ, just to be able to fellowship back and forth and just bring up making biscuits and different things like that. That's just good grounds for fellowship, and we're having some good fellowship tonight, and we're glad for that. I'm asking now, you'd be with Miss Ruth. She fell, and yet she has no pain, and we're just very glad for that. And we're just asking that you just keep your hand upon her, because Brother Ken needs her a whole lot. And then for Brother Ken, for the money that he was talking about for their website and for different things for this time of the year, wanting to get out to the blind with the gospel, and Lord, we sure enough back that is a positive thing. He's always been asking you for a bus, and you've not given that to him yet, but I believe you're going to give that to him, because that is a need, and that's not some kind of a want that he's come up with. That is a need, and you know that's a need, and I know that you'll meet that need. And for Miss Emily, for her being in the hospital last night and her not feeling well tonight, I can understand that very well. We're asking you to just keep your hand upon her also. And for those other ones that usually are a part of this, we're just asking you just be with each one of them tonight. I'm asking now you just help me be able to break the bread of life tonight to all that will be hearing me all across this nation and several other nations, I'm sure. So we're just asking that you just help each one of us to have listening ears and have a heart that's been touched by you and prepared by you for this message. So just be with us now in a special way, and we'll sure enough thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, now, I'm going to switch what I have been preaching for the last several weeks. I'm going to switch off of that for just a little bit, for a few weeks at least. And I want to preach tonight on God's greatness. Has it ever occurred in your thinking just how great God really is? I mean, God has done so many things that we don't even know about yet. Amen. We may not ever find out about before we get home to be with him. He's just that great. But our God, a great God, because he is the only God in all of the universe. Isaiah chapter 45 says this, verse 5, I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. Isn't that amazing how God could make such a statement like that? He made it like that because he is the only God. Amen. He is Lord over all of this earth. Psalms chapter 97, listen to this. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. Whoo, hallelujah. Oh, our God alone was strong enough just by speaking to create everything in the world. Let me say that again. Our God is the only God that was strong enough to speak everything into being like it is today. And we read in Psalm chapter 33, listen to these words, Psalm chapter 33 and verse 6, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. Woo, hallelujah, by the breath of his mouth. Psalm, or Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 and verse 17, listen to this. For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. You know, I have done quite a study on a lot of different subjects of the Word of God. And one of those subjects that I couldn't help but do a little study on was just how much God created. we know what God created here in this world because we can see it. We're a part of it. But there's a verse of scripture in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 12. Listen to this. Listen to this. I have made the earth, created man upon it. Listen to the rest of this verse. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. Wow. Our scientists get excited quite often because they say that they have found a new area of what they call, whatever they call them things. And they just get so excited about that. But God, just by spreading out his arms, just by spreading out his arms, created all of the hosts and all of, we don't even know how far out. I mean, they claim that we keep getting wider and longer and all that. They'll never understand how wide and how long God's creation is because God created everything, and he did it for himself. Amen. You see, our God is the greatest God by far. Well, this great God that we know, that we serve, that we love, in the heavens made the greatest sacrifice also. Oh, listen to this now. He gave the dearest to his heart, his only begotten son. And who did he give the Lord Jesus for? Listen to this. He gave the dearest to his heart, the only begotten son of God, the Lord Jesus, for the most wicked thing that he created. That's mankind. Amen and amen. Man, every man has been born a sinner, all because Adam and Eve would not listen to God, and they thought they had a better way of doing things, and they died instantly spiritually at that time. At that time, they did. You read that in the book of Genesis, chapter number 2 and chapter number 3. You read all about that. You see, our God in heaven made the greatest sacrifice. He gave his only begotten son to come here and die, pay the sinner's debt for every conceived person to ever be. That will blow your mind and mine. Oh, listen to me. John 3:16, listen to it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I believe with all my heart that there's some listening to me right now. You're hearing every word that I'm saying right now. You have never trusted Christ to save your soul. I hope you listen to the rest of this message tonight. I hope you listen to God as he speaks to your heart. And I hope that you will fall and repent of your sin and trust Christ to save you this night. There's no better way of life than to live it like a child of God. Oh, listen to me. 1 John chapter 2, verse number 2. And he, Christ, is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. There has never been a sinner born anywhere that Jesus did not pay that sin debt for that sinner. Oh, listen to me. Our God is the greatest God ever. He's the only God. We read that already. He's the only God that could make such a great sacrifice to give his only begotten son to come and die for the most wicked thing that he ever created. mankind. Oh, hallelujah. Well, God is so great. He loved us so much. When we were still his enemies, he was loving us. Amen. Romans chapter 5, listen to these verses. Romans chapter 5, verse number 6. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Listen to verse number 8 of chapter 5. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Being a sinner means we were still his enemy. We were the enemy of the Lord Jesus, and yet he died for us. Amen and amen. Oh, listen. He is so great a God, so great a God, that he loved every one of us when we were already his enemies, and yet he still loved us. Amen and amen. You see, our God, that greatest God in heaven, our God has a great love that he gives out. Ooh, listen to this. He gives every sinner who will repent new life as a child of God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I remember those days before I trusted Christ. I remember those days when I was an enemy of the Lord God himself. I remember those days. Amen. But I remember what it was like to save me. How it was that life became brand spanking new to me. Amen and amen. You see, God loved me when I was still his enemy. God loves you. If you've never trusted Christ to save you, God loves you enough as to where he's willing to save you tonight. Oh, hallelujah. He has made me a part of his family. Woo! Romans chapter 8, let's read these verses. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs with God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Hallelujah. Did you listen to what God just said to us? Did you listen to it? Let me read these verses again. Romans chapter 8, verses 16 and 17. Let me read them again. Listen. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs with God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Oh, hallelujah. Listen to this now. This God, our God, is such a great God that he's made us a part of his family. We get there repenting of our sin and trusting Christ to save us. That's how we get there. Amen. He has given me the Holy Ghost as the down payment of heaven. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, listen to these words. Who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. The word earnest there literally means down payment. Who hath also sealed us and given the earnest or the down payment of the Spirit in our hearts. I'm going to heaven when I die. I know that. I know that for a fact. Can I say that I know that for a fact? Because I trusted Christ to save me. I remember what it felt like to be under the convicting power of the Spirit of God. How my wickedness was just churning inside of me and I couldn't get away from it. I would go to bed at night. I didn't want to turn the light out. I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to do anything at all. Because I was so miserable. I was just miserable from my sin. Oh, but then my preaching daddy had a week of meetings in his first pastorate. And that Friday night, I raised my hand. Daddy came to me and he said, "Son, you don't know Jesus, do you?" And I said, "No, sir." He says, "Looks to me like you're ready to meet him." I said, "I don't know how to do it." And he said, "Well, we're going to drop to our knees right here, and I'm going to introduce you to the Lord Jesus." And he did that very thing. My dad's been home with the Lord now for 20-something-odd years. I miss him. I called him every week. Every week I would call him. Sometimes he would call me advice just to hear his wisdom. Oh, and I miss that so much. But you see, I'll never forget. I remember him introducing me to the Lord Jesus. I remember him saying, "Now, Lord, my son is a sinner. He doesn't know you yet, but I'm asking that you would just introduce yourself to him this night." And then he nudged my elbow and he says, "Son, he's waiting to hear from you." I was scared to death to say anything. This was going to be the God, the only God that I ever knew anything about, that I was going to be speaking to. I was scared to death until after the third word came out my mouth. And when I got to where I was repenting and asking the Lord to save me, all of a sudden, all of those fears became nothing but joy. I'm talking about joy, 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 all the way down to my soul, joy, 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 because I had become a child of God. You see, I have the Holy Ghost in my heart. He is my down payment for heaven. I just read that verse of scripture to us. "Who hath also sealed us and given the earnest, the down payment of the Spirit in our hearts." Oh, hallelujah. Our God, the greatest God ever, the only God that can call himself God, he is the greatest God. Not only is our God the greatest in the fact that he made the greatest sacrifice, not only is our God the greatest in the fact of the greatest love that he gave us, our God also has the greatest gift that he gives to those who believe in him. Oh, hallelujah. You see, God gives every believer the privilege of living a holy life. Ain't nobody anywhere in this world, nobody can live a holy life unless they have come to know Christ as their own personal Lord and Savior. That's the only way that anybody can live a holy life. 1 Peter chapter 1, listen to these verses. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation." Verse 16 says, "Because as it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy." Oh, hallelujah. It is a privilege for a child of God to live a holy life. It's a privilege that God gives us. Well, that's not all that God gives us. The greatest gift comes this way also. He gives to every believer unspeakable joy. 1 Peter chapter 1, listen to this. "Whom having not seen ye love, and whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." Ooh, hallelujah. God gives us the joy that we cannot even explain to anybody else. Well, that's not all that God gives us. Listen to the greatest gift that God's given now. He also gives, passes all understanding. Philippians chapter 4. Listen to these words. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Did you get that? And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. I've had the peace of God. It gets to flooding in my soul. I get to shouting. I kid you not. Sometimes we church house and they'll get to singing a good song, and I'll get to shouting. I just get beside myself because I just love it. I love being in the family of God. Well, you see, God can give unspeakable joy. He can give us peace that we cannot even begin to understand. Amen. Oh, one other thing. He gives to every believer everlasting life. Oh, hallelujah. John chapter 3, verse 36. Listen to this. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. I know that there's people that's listening to me tonight. I have no idea where you live in this world. Doesn't make any difference. I know that you're listening to me. I know that you're beginning to hear from God right now. I know that. I know that for a fact. And I know that God is beginning to speak to your heart. And I'll read that verse of scripture again, John chapter 3, verse 36. Listen to it again. He that believeth on the Son has everlasting life. Those of you that have never trusted Christ, listen to this. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Hallelujah, friend. Listen, you can get away from the wrath of God by repenting of your sin tonight and trusting Christ to save your soul. That's the only way you can get out of that. Amen. That's the only way. Well, are you one of God's children tonight? Are you one of those that I read about in John chapter 3, verse 16? Are you one of those, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever includes everybody, ladies and gentlemen, that includes you, that included me, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. If you belong to the Lord, you're going to bear some fruit to him. I know that there's a whole bunch of people, they think that they know the Lord. They think they know the Lord. I have preached around this nation. I've had the privilege of preaching around this nation. I've had the privilege of seeing pastors' wives to an altar and trust in Christ to save them. Amen. I've had others that have preached the same gospel, and they have seen preachers come to the altar and fall on their face and trust Christ to save them. Everybody needs Jesus, I'm telling you. Everybody needs Jesus, but there's a whole bunch that think they've got Jesus, but you really don't. And there might be somebody that's listening to me tonight that think you've got Jesus, but you really don't have. Well, you can be one of his children if you are willing to repent of your sin, if you are willing to save you. James chapter 4, listen to this verse. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. That's what God's call is right now to you that's listening to me somewhere in this world right now. That's what you're going to have to do. That's what you're going to have to do. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, listen. If you really belong to the Lord, there'll be some fruit that you'll be bearing. You say, how do you know that, preacher? I know that because I've read it in this Bible. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Listen to this verse. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Not everyone that has cried out to the Lord to have him save you, not everyone has become saved. But those of us who have become saved bear this fruit everywhere we go. This fruit that we bear is this fact of he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. You need to know that you're going to heaven. Well, amen. How can anyone know for sure that they're saved? How in the world can anyone know for sure that they're saved? Well, have you ever been bothered within about your wicked way of living? Have you? When this happens, this is the conviction of God letting you know that God loves you, is wanting to save you. And when you find that bothersome spirit within you about your wicked way of living, you need to cry out to God, confess that you're a sinner, and ask Jesus to save you, and he will do that very thing. Amen and amen. Romans chapter 10, listen to these two verses of Scripture. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen and amen. That's how you know that you're going to heaven right there. That's it. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. 10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. When my daddy led me to Christ, I got up off the floor. My daddy got up off the floor. He put a hand on my shoulder and he said, son, looks to me like the Lord found you when you was a-praying. And I said back to my daddy, I said, daddy, I got a need right now. I've got a need. He said, what's that need, son? I said, I got to tell somebody what happened to me tonight. That was some 65 years ago when I trusted Christ to save my soul. And 65 years later, I've still got that same problem. I've still got to be able to tell somebody what happened in my heart. Oh, listen. I didn't have to use big words. No, no. God's not interested in big words. I remember when I trusted Christ to save my soul, I cried out to the Lord. I said, Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm sorry I'm a sinner, but I'm a sinner. I've been sinning against you all of my life, and I'm sorry that I'm a sinner. I need for you to come and save my soul. And before I got all those words out of my mouth, all of a sudden, full of joy, and I've been full of joy ever since, And ever since then, I've had that same problem. Every day, I got to go find somebody that I can tell what happened in my heart when I trusted Christ to save my soul. Isn't that amazing? That's just amazing to me. The change that God did in my heart. And I have seen God do that same change in many a heart since then. I remember several years ago, God had used us to plant our second church. And there was a sinner man. He was always after me. Preacher, did you get that church started yet? Did you get that church started yet? And I would always say, no, Bob, we haven't found a building yet. And he kept telling me, preacher, they're having a meeting up. And he told me where it was at. He says, in the town hall. And he says, you need to go out there and tell them what you want to do. I said, I'll get to it, Bob. I really will. And I'll never forget the time that Bob came to me. Preacher, what you doing with that church you want to start? I was like, well, we're not doing anything yet. They're having that meeting tonight. You need to get out there tonight, right now. Get out there right now and tell them what it is that you want to do. And I looked at Bob, and the Spirit of God said to me, listen to him, son, and do it. And so I went out there. This was up in the western end of the Michigan's Upper Peninsula, up in real, really snow country. So I went out there, and they took care of all their business. And pretty soon the moderator said, well, we've got a visitor here. Maybe you'd like to stand here and tell us what you're coming here for. So I stood, and I told them who I was, told them that I was needing a building to start a brand new church in the area, and I was not able to find a building. And I sat down. And he says, well, I don't think I got a problem with that. Any of you other board members got a problem with that? Nobody had a problem with it. He says, well, he says, you can go ahead and rent this place right here. He says, rent it free. He says, we ain't going to charge you anything. And before I could get the words thank you out of my mouth, one of the other board members stood up and said, and he called the moderator by his name. He says, well, let's do it a little bit better than that. Let's pay their electric bill and their heat bill until they get things going. And I about flipped out. I think it was in November, a night in November. It was already cold out. It was already snowing out. And God worked in these men's hearts to open it up for us to have that building for a church. And the second Sunday, Bob, he'd come to our house that Saturday before that. He'd come to our house to plow the snow. And he came in, and he was just really tore up. I said, Bob, what's bothering you, son? And he tried to tell me what was bothering him. And when he got done, I said, Bob, you don't know Christ as your personal Savior yet, do you? He said, preacher, what do you think I'm sitting here waiting on? I need for you to tell me and help me. I said, well, I'm going to do that right now. And he was a bit of a cripple, one crutch. So I got down on my knees to pray, and he started to get down on his knees. And I said, Bob, you don't have to get on your knees. Just sit there. And he said, no, no. You getting on your knees, I'm getting on my knees. And he got on his knees, and that sinner went to praying and begging God to save him. Hallelujah. He couldn't read. He couldn't write because he had so many different health problems that he couldn't be in school all that much. And a few weeks after we got the church going, one Sunday morning, a fellow by the name of Eddie showed up. And Bob brought him over and introduced him to me. He said, this is Eddie. I've known him. He's an old school buddy of mine. I said, oh, okay. I said, well, I'm glad you came, Eddie. He said, well, thank you. So I preached the word of God. Eddie sat there, and I knew that he was lost. And Eddie sat there, and he got ready to get up after the service. And he came, and he shook hands with me. And I said, man, I said, listen. I said, I'm sure glad you was here. He said, preacher, listen. He said, I got to get baptized. He said, that's all there is to that. He said, I got to get baptized. Well, baptism doesn't save anybody. And so I said, well, Eddie, bring me a change of clothes tonight, and we'll take care of that. Well, Sunday night he came back, but he didn't have clothes with him. I walked up to him. I said, Eddie, I'm sure glad to see you here tonight, but you didn't bring no clothes. And he says, no, sir. No, sir, I'm not ready for that yet. I looked at him and I said, Eddie, come over to the office with me for just a few minutes, please. And I led him to Christ. And the only reason he was coming to church is because he had run into Bob at the post office a few weeks before that. And he said this to Bob. He said, Bob, bad wrong with you, boy. You ain't acting the same as what you always used to act. What's going on with you? You going to that new church, ain't you? And Bob said, yes, sir, I sure am. And you need to come too, Eddie. Well, Eddie came. And Eddie trusted Christ. Then Eddie had some children. They came, and they trusted Christ. All because Bob had it in him. He was showing everybody that was around that he believed the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Oh, yeah, that verse of Scripture in Matthew chapter 7 was true all over again with him. Let me read it to you again. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. It says this. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Bob was found guilty doing the will of his Father in heaven. Amen. Bob's youngins, a lot of them came to know Christ. Matter of fact, right now, that church is still going. And right now, Bob's youngest son has become the pastor of that church. Amen and amen. Bob's home with the Lord several years ago now. But his son, his youngest son, came to know Christ also. And now his youngest son is pastoring that very work. Isn't that just amazing? That just blows my mind. Hallelujah. Well, you see, our God that we serve is by far the greatest God because he is the only God. Amen. And the God that we serve, who is such a great God, has done so many great things for every one of us because he's made the greatest sacrifice by giving his only begotten son to die to pay our sin debt. We couldn't pay our own sin debt. He gave the greatest love in changing the way that we live, changing the way that we love. Amen. He changed the way that he gave us the greatest gift in giving us unspeakable joy and peace that passes our understanding. Oh, listen. Our God is a great God. Our God can meet every need that we will ever have any time that we live in. And I have believed that for the last 50-some-odd years now. I've been preaching the Word of God for nearly 50 years. I believe God because God has proved himself to me. Amen. And those of you that have listened to me tonight that don't know Christ, I would plead with you that you would just get a hold of Brother Ken, send him a note so that he can pass that note on to me. Because we want to pray with you and we want to just be an encouragement to you. Amen. That's what we want to do. And those of you that have listened to me tonight that do know Christ, I hope that you have rejoiced right along with me as I have preached this message tonight. Our Father, thank you so much for your many blessings upon us. Thank you for everyone that you gave tonight to listen. Thank you for those sinners. I would plead with you that you'd help them to do what it takes to become a child of God, repent of their sin, and to trust Christ to save them. And they'll know that something happens, because when they do that, the Spirit of God moves in and lives in their heart from that time on. Well, thank you very much, Lord. And we just love you with all of our hearts. And we're just so glad that you love us the same way back. Just thank you for these moments together now. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Ken, let me give our address out. My wife was just giving it like that. Our address, if you want to snail mail me, is 1122, that's 1122, Church Street, Waycross, that's spelled capital Waycross, one word, Waycross, Georgia. Our zip is 31501, and we're here in the United States of America. So just give us, send a line to us, and let us rejoice with you, and we'll sure enough be glad for that. Okay, Brother Ken.
And then as well, if, as Brother Quick said, if you wish to use email, you can contact him through my email address, which is feelintouchking@gmail.com. You spell that out, feel like you do with your fingertips, F-E-E-L, letter N as Nancy, touch like you do with your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, king, like the guy who sits on the throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, at gmail.com. In your subject line, just put question or comment for Brother Quick. And in the body of your email, just write out your whole message like you want to appear for Brother Quick. We'll print it out, snail mail it to him. And then when he responds to that message and send it back to me, I will put it into a PDF for you and send it right back to you. And Brother Quick, a comment that I had on your message there, you were talking about the universe and how big it is in relationship to God. There's a scripture in Isaiah 40, verses 12 to 18, where it talks about, now they measure the universe by light years, and they talk about it being billions and billions of light years across just to get to the center of the universe. And according to Isaiah 40, verses 12 to 18, God says he measures the universe by the span of his hand. So
that's it, man.
I mean, amen. That shows how awesome and how big he is. So
yes, sir.
That's an awesome and a big God. Amen. All right, Ruth, amen. Who do we got with us here at the end of the program that might have prayer requests that we may have missed?
Okay, we got Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels. We have you, Emily, a mystery guest, it might be Lila, and Brother Quick and me.
Okay, well, let's start with Emily, get her prayer request here, since we got her now.
Hey, Brother Quick, good message tonight.
Thank you, sis.
Last night, I ended up in the emergency room. Didn't get home till real early this morning, hadn't been to bed yet. But I was
just gonna ask
you and Sister Quick and our listeners to be praying for me, because when they did the X-ray on my shoulder, the muscle that's up on the right front side of your chest by your shoulder, they said I tore that. I tore a muscle in my neck somehow, as well as tore the rotator cuff. And I've been in a lot of pain today. And
I'm sure of that.
I haven't been really feeling too, as Ken would say, so kosher for the last week. And I've just been bullheaded and not went and seen about it. And last night it got so bad, I was like, I gotta go.
Uh-huh. I will be praying for you, son. Yes.
Also, be praying for my mom as well. She just got out of the hospital yesterday evening and went back to the nursing home, and she said she just has no appetite at all. She doesn't feel like eating. All she wants to do is sleep.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and my mom, she fights with major depression. And since my aunt passed on the 23rd of last month, she's been going through this.
Well, I don't know if you heard that Brother Quick had shoulder surgery this last week.
Yeah, I heard that Brother Quick had that done, and I was like, ooh. I remember he was saying he was going to have it done, but I didn't know how soon before he was going to get it done. And then Brother Ken told me he had it done, and that's why we didn't have it last week, to give him a chance to rest and get his self back to power again.
Right.
All right, if that's it, Em, we're going to get Lila in here.
Okay.
All right, Lila, your turn.
Hi, Miss Mary Wolfgang. How are you guys?
All righty. What kind of prayer requests you got for us tonight?
Well, pray for me especially that I get to go a little stuff soon. And, also pray that Mama Mary gets to feeling better. Pray for Brother Quick. Pray for Sister Ruth, you, my Uncle Jimmy, and some personal unspoken for people here at the facility.
Okay. Well, with that, we're going to end with this. If out there anybody wishes to give a donation to the Six Eyes Radio Network, remember, it may be free for you to listen to, but remember, it's not cheap for us to run these shows, and a donation from you would be greatly appreciated. There are three methods you can give your love gift. First off, if you're a PayPal user, go to paypal.com. Enter the email address, 6i6@gmail.com. That's SIXEYES, digit number 6@gmail.com. Again, SIXEYES, digit number 6@gmail.com. If you're a Cash App user, go to Cash App, enter $ SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4. Again, $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4. And in both cases, you enter the amount of your love gift. And we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much, and God will richly bless you. Also, if you wish to send a check or money order, send your first an email to Brother Six at his email address, 6i6@gmail.com. In the subject line, put donation information requested, and in the body of your email, explain your wishing to send a check or money order to the Six Eyes Radio Network and need the pay to and snail mail information to send your check or money order. And once again, God will richly bless you. And we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much. If you wish to get a copy of this program or any program here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, if you have a smartphone or tablet, just go to the podcast section, enter Six Eyes Radio, And once you click enter on that, you'll see us pop up. Then just click subscribe. If you're Android or Apple user, you will first need to download the iHeartRadio app. Once you've done that, go to your iHeartRadio app, go in their search box, enter Six Eyes Radio. Once you've done that and we pop up, click subscribe, and you'll have us on your Android or Apple device. Amen. All right, Brother Quick, now we're going to let you give us a closing prayer, and we'll be out of here tonight, and would appreciate everybody joining us for AJ and the squad tomorrow night at 9 p.m.
Kenny, I got one more prayer request that we're going to Cleveland tomorrow. it's at Richmond, going to take us, and you're having a trip to Cleveland to a different hospital for a checkup. University. I'm going to Cleveland Clinic tomorrow, so we got a kind of busy schedule of traveling. So just pray that there'll be traveling mercies, because sometimes it gets crazy with that Cleveland traffic.
Okay. All right, Brother Quick, you're on.
All right. We also have an unspoken for Bonnie's brother George. We know that he would appreciate you praying for him on this unspoken, and that is for sure. All right, if there's nothing else, I'm going to close in prayer. Our Father, thank you for these moments together tonight. And thank you for how you helped me to preach that message, how you just helped to clear my throat before I started. And thank you so much for giving me such clarity of thought all the way through. I'm asking now you'd be with Miss Ruth and Brother Ken as they'll be traveling tomorrow. And I'm asking that you just minister unto them and keep them safe on the roads. And I'm just asking that you just ride with them, deer out of the road, and just keep them going down the road straight, and that'll be wonderful. And they're going to the hospital for different hospitals for different things. And I'm asking that you just minister there and give your sweet will in whatever takes place in each of them that way for sure. And then for Miss Emily, we're asking that you'd be with her mama, who doesn't have any kind of an appetite to eat. And she's needs to eat, that's for sure. So we're just asking that you just somehow or another just get a hold of that lady and just turn her around as to where she'll start to eat some food, where she can be a blessing to Miss Emily for sure. And then Miss Lila gave an unspoken request and different things. We're asking that you'd minister there and just... It's just good to hear from Miss Lila again. And then for Brother George, asking you just minister unto him according to this unspoken that he's given to us. We're asking you just touch him in a special way. And then for Ruth and Ken, just keep your hand upon them. A blessing to us every time that we're on the air. And we hear their voices. They're just a blessing to us for sure. But you be with Brother Six Eyes. You just keep your hand upon him and minister unto him and meet every need that he's got this night. And Lord, for those other requests that were not given, I'm asking that you just minister according to your sweet will and help each one of them according to your own wonderful will. Watch over us this night now, and we'll sure enough thank you and praise you. All of your blessings upon us. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen.